You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Friday, which means it's time for Unsportsmanlike Conduct with your hosts, Adam Hill and Ed Green.
Hey, welcome into Unsportsmanlike Conduct of the Vegas Nation podcast, brought to you by Favor Shots. We're your hosts, Ed Graney and Adam Hill. So, welcome this week. Before we get to Raiders talk and why owner Mark Davis is going against his peers on a certain subject, Adam, I want to start with a little segment in Where in the World is Adam Hill? I'm sitting here in the lovely Vegas Nation studio with our good friend and producer Larry Meir is with me. But Adam, where are you?
Sorry, I was just sipping on a little pina colada there, right. Ed, so all I can right. really yeah, answer okay. you right yeah, away. Yeah. I am actually, I'm sitting on the beach. Actually, I'm not on the beach right now. I just came a little bit closer to the resort to do this phone call with you. But I'm looking over the beach here in Cancun. It's a lovely day down in Mexico, my friend.
So this is your vacation. You usually head to some kind of tropical island, some Mexican resort. Why is that? What are you doing? What's your fascination with it? Can you tell us who you're with, or is this a solo voyage?
No, I'm with a bunch of people. I think a lot of them want their anonymities protected for some reason. I don't know why. I'm with a bunch of friends, and actually, we lost a couple along the way who didn't quite make the trip for whatever reason. Listen, I come every year, like the weekend after my birthday. It's a traditional thing. One of my best friends in the world actually lives in Europe now, and we started a couple years ago. A bunch of us would get together. It's an easy flight from him, actually, from Europe. To come over here to the eastern side of Mexico, and it's a fairly easy trip for us in Vegas and then some other friends around the country. So it's been a tradition, and obviously we thought we were going to cancel it this year. But it so worked out that we were able to do a lot of research on it, and it's far safer to me than like going to a casino in Vegas, or even like I felt safer here than I have in the grocery store in Vegas, to be honest with you.
Really?
The protocols are so good. In terms of safety, I thought the biggest risk is obviously the airplane.
Right.
But I've had to fly a couple times, with work anyway. So I've taken a couple flights, and I've taken a lot of tests. I took a test before I came out here. I'm going to take a test when I get back. We're taking all the precautions, and really, like, it's insane, like, with the level that they go to. First of all, the resorts are only allowed to be 30% full, so it's basically just empty. You can space out. Can have your breakfast or lunch and not be around anybody. You can be on the beach, not be around anybody. The pool is fairly empty. It's very safe. And then, obviously the employees have been really over the top with the safety protocols, and everything is in place like really well. And I've trusted it a lot more than I've trusted a lot of protocols back home. And guess what? When everybody has to wear a mask, they do.
There's you got no, the like, mask
fight
on.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no fight about it. It's like, okay, yeah, that's what you do. And when you're in the pool and when you're at the beach, you don't have to, but when you're around the resort, you do, and nobody fights it. Nobody argues with it. There's no, there's no battles like in the supermarket of like throwing food around and saying, I'm not going to wear a mask. Like everybody just does it. Everybody's just kind of happy. So I was very comfortable. And then I was even more comfortable when I got here. So I was cool with it, and I'm glad I did it. And this will probably be the only vacation I take in 2020 with Corona and the fears. And I believe me, I have a very healthy respect, and I would say even a fear of it. But at the same time, like you if you take calculated risks, I feel like there's some safety to it. So I'm comfortable.
I'm scared to death of this thing. I'm walking around with 10 masks. Two things you've told. One, because you can't live without it every 5 minutes. How many Starbucks are in walking distance? And who's this lunatic you saw jump in the pool with a sweatshirt on in 90 degrees?
Yeah, as we were starting the podcast, I was looking out because I'm just kind of looking out over this huge window onto the beach and into the pool.
Sure.
And I just see a guy like wearing a sweatshirt, and he just jumps in, and then he jumps out. I'm like, well, what are you doing? Either you stay in the pool or you don't, or you take the sweatshirt off. I don't get it.
Why do you have the sweatshirt on? It's 90 degrees down at that place.
Yeah, I don't know. That was very weird. And to answer your Starbucks question, I think there is one that you could walk to. I'm not leaving this resort.
Nah, you're scared out of your mind.
One of the things I love about down here, like I love the nightclubs in Cancun. They're great. Like Coco Bongo, I don't know if people have ever been there or heard of it. It's
Coco
it's
what? What was that? Ricky Ricardo? Coco Bongo.
Coco Bongo is the greatest nightclub in the history of mankind. There's not even a close second. And actually, ironically enough for us, their tagline is, a better show than Vegas.
Oh wow.
which is actually quite apropos. It's amazing. I would highly recommend anybody go. Now, obviously they are not open now. Like, that's not happening right now. But it is a great, great time. So I miss out on that, but I'm not leaving this resort. There's no way. Because the reason I was here, because it's safe. I don't know what the world is like outside of here. So I'm not going to step out of here.
You can't be like normal people. I take my vacations in St. George within the same parking lot as a Fairfield Inn, Marriott Points, a Chick-fil-A, and a Starbucks. That's kind of the highlight of the grainy vacations. We go to St. George. Obviously, we don't have the cash
like,
you do.
I feel like vacations in Cancun are normal people. St. George is abnormal.
Let me ask you one final question. Your best vacation ever. I'll tell you mine. The old man, you know, he was Archie Bunker, the policeman from Chicago, and he had this weirdness about the Catholic Church. I served as an altar boy for like 30 years. He took us on a mission trip across California. It's a complete nut job. We were going to every mission, and we ended up in Father Junipero Serra's mission. And the biggest thing for my sisters was that guy allowed us to go get a soda at the machine down at the Howard Johnson's. That was kind of the epic moment of my childhood when the Archie Bunker allowed us to get the Diet Coke. I'm assuming you've had better vacations in your life other than Cancun. Like, as a kid, where'd they take you? Where'd you get to go?
Oh, we went to spring training every year.
Oh, that's better than me. Boy, that's
huge. We drive down from Detroit down to Lakeland, Florida, and see the Tigers in spring training. It was a great time.
Well, better than me, my friend. I want you to have a good time. I know you will. Oh, real quickly, because people don't know this about you. You completely make up your Uber rating. You've said you had a perfect Uber rating. No one believes that. But are you as much of a kiss up to Cancun Uber drivers? Do they exist down there? And what do they? Does your rating improve or does it go back? Are you the like the bad, ugly American like Paris thinks people are? Or are you like welcome there in Cancun with the Uber drivers?
It's like literally you get off the plane and you take a shuttle.
Okay.
From the airport to the resort. And
so
then, like,
no
I said,
Uber.
I don't use it. I think there is, but I think there's a, I think it's a pretty ugly battle between them and the cab companies.
Okay.
But I will say, like, in terms of like, you know, as you say, kiss up, like, yes, I have a perfect Uber rating because I'm very,
nobody believes
very,
that.
Very, I'm a very solid customer.
Come on. Larry's laughing here. You're the most sarcastic, acerbic person we know. There's no chance you're perfect. No one would think that. You'd probably get in and complain about everything.
Not when I'm getting rated. If I was getting rated in life, I would probably be a different person. I'd be much more friendly and jovial to everybody. I'm just terrified in an Uber. So I take it easy and I'm very thoughtful and nice and friendly. And I don't have a perfect rating in Lyft. And I don't know if I've told this story to this audience before. Certainly it's not on our podcast, but I was one time, it was very early in the morning in Trenton, New Jersey, and I made a joke to the Lyft driver that he did not like, and he did not give me a five, and so I lost my five in Lyft. So I have it in Uber still, but I don't have it in Lyft because of a bad joke.
Trenton, New Jersey. It's like the,
so
it's like
that
where
one
we stay,
that one I learned.
Like where we stayed in Oakland at that airport courtyard, afraid to go outside at the bars on the window. Trenton, New Jersey's right down the street from that in terms of fearful in Ubers.
I also thought it was a pretty good joke because it was, my dad lived just outside of Trenton in Washington Crossing. It's where Washington crossed the Delaware River into Trenton during the Revolutionary War. And we were driving through and the driver was like, hey, I don't know if you knew this. This is where Washington crossed. He crossed from here into Trenton during, for the battle. And I said, yeah, but most people don't know that when he got over to Trenton, he turned around and was like, I'm not staying here, and went back. And the guy was like, I grew up in Trenton. I'm like, it's a joke.
You were done at that point. You were done. No longer a five. Well, we wish you the best, and I hope you get back safe when you actually do return home from your paradise. Listen,
that felt sarcastic.
No, it's you. If he knew who you were, you'd be a six right now.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.
We are under the Vegas Nation umbrella. Let's get to a little Raiders talk. So I know you know this. Mark Davis this week told our paper he's not a fan of the NFL's decision to block off the first 8 rows of stadiums. You know, they're going to put the ad space in there. The odds of fans being in the stadium are probably not good right now, especially a full stadium. I kind of looked at it both ways. I want to get your feeling. Look, he said he cares about the fans. I totally agree with that. We both know Mark. No question he cares about the fans. He wants Allegiant Stadium in its first year to be full and exciting and entertaining. But let's be honest. When you take away 8 rows of fans, one, it's hard to disperse them in other places if you're always sold out. But even though you can sponsor the tarps now, financially you're getting hit a little if you have to give the money back. So where do you stand on this? I thought you could look at this both ways in terms of typical NFL owner kind of worrying about the bottom line, and yet we know Mark Davis well enough to where I also believe he cares about the fans.
No, I think there's definitely a genuine element to it of, you know, he's holding out hope that there's going to be fans there, and that, you know, if they do have fans there and, you know, they're not able to, you know, sit them in those spots. Like, I think there's a genuine concern on his part of saying, like, hey, this is a new stadium that the people of Las Vegas helped build, that Raider Nation, you know, has been waiting for their kind of capital, as they've been referring to. And now in your first year in this, you know, glorious stadium, after all the years playing in that just lovely, charming facility up in Oakland.
Mice in the soda machine we found.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you finally have this luxurious place, and all of a sudden you're going to say, well, you know, these people that invested all this money are not going to be able to sit in those seats in the first couple of rows. Like, I get it, and I think he wants to go to bat for the fans, and I think in the end, he understands, I think, the reality of the situation, if you're looking at it, that it's very unlikely that stadiums are going to be completely full this season anyway. So I think it's almost more symbolic of kind of fighting for the fans. And just saying, like, hey, we don't want to make this claim yet. We don't want to make this statement yet. We're holding out hope that our fans are going to be there. But in the end, I don't think it's realistic to think they ever were going to be there.
Right.
I think it's going to be some sort of limited capacity anyway. And he just wants to make it clear to everyone that, you know, he's going to bat for them, and he's going to fight for as long as he can for those folks. And I just think, you know, in the end, we kind of know where this is going. We kind of expect where this is going, and it's not really going to matter. But, you know, good for him for at least, you know, publicly going to bat for those fans.
31-1 vote. Davis voted against it, so it's going to happen. It's almost like the 31-1 vote when the Raiders actually were approved a relocation. Miami owner voted against that. So we'll see what happens. Adam's right. I don't think there's going to be fans, so you're probably going to see tarps with a bunch of sponsors on it. And that is a way for the owners to recoup some money. I get that. It's going to be a weird situation, and hopefully we're actually in the stadium to cover these games. I'm sure you heard the news. You were not here yesterday. It appears Las Vegas is not a hub city for the NHL. Golden Knights are going to have to go on the road to Canada. You, of all people, love that more than anything, because in a bizarro world of George Costanza, you love the Canadian national anthem more than your own. That's a story into itself. But I guess you weren't surprised as the COVID cases rose here on a daily basis. Toronto, they keep going down. Dailies are now down to 52 in Toronto, that it's going to be Toronto and Edmonton, no?
Well, I would like to propose Cancun as a hub city.
Okay, all right, yeah. Did the guy have a Golden Knights sweatshirt who jumped in there? Was that McPhee? George McPhee going for a dip?
No, I don't think Mr. McPhee would be hanging out around here.
Right. If he knew you were there with the media, he certainly wouldn't be there. What do you think?
Yeah, he'd be walking the other way. Sure. Maybe that's why he saw me and he was just trying to get away from me and not have a conversation. I think we knew that they were waiting off on the announcement because they were trying to monitor cases in different places. And once we learned that, you know, certain provinces were going to waive that 14-day quarantine, the double quarantine that was going to be in effect, it seemed like Canada was a great option.
Yeah.
Then as the cases started to build, and, you know, not only in LA, and, you know, LA bars are closing again, but in Vegas, and, you know, we're rolling back, you know, some of the reopenings, and, you know, kind of putting a pause on the phase reopenings. It was becoming more and more clear that, you know, LA and Vegas were not really ideal locations. And we also know, you know, some of the issues at the hotels, and maybe some of the discrepancies and some of the reporting numbers. It just wasn't looking good. And I know, you know, the fight that a lot of people had of, like, we don't want to wear masks. Well, okay, then we don't really want to bring hockey there.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of pretty easy. If you're going to start, you know, raising hell about, you know, things like that, I think it's an easy decision for the NHL to look at that and say, you know what, some other places maybe have a better grasp on this. And it just makes some sense to look in other directions. And I think, you know, Canada loves their hockey, and it's not like fans are going to be there anyway. So it, I think both those cities made sense. I thought Edmonton made the most sense from the beginning. I was the advocate for Edmonton of being a perfect bubble just because of how the, you know, how the downtown area is set up with a hotel and a casino and an arena and a practice arena all in the same block. Like, it's a perfect logical bubble. Toronto is a little bit different, but Edmonton made a ton of sense for me from the beginning. I wonder, when you say the anthems, I don't know, are they going to play the anthems with no fans?
Well, yeah, I would think. I think the anthems get played. You'll be standing at the house with the heart, a hand over the heart, when the Canadian anthem plays. American anthem, you'll be feeding the dog or cooking the food. You won't even stand up, I don't think.
Well, I want to make it clear. It's not about loyalties to one country over the other. It's about just a purely objective view of the song. The song is a very, very impressive song. Ours is, it's what it is. It's fine. Oh, Canada is just a special song.
It's a great song, and it's a great song. You and I were in Edmonton in the dead of winter. We don't want to go back then. It'll be fine in the summer. Like you said, everything's connected. They'll find entertainment for these athletes in terms of the players and what they can do. So you look at the numbers. I think it's a no-brainer. It should be in Canada. And you can imagine the nut job emails I've received today after writing the column saying we have not worn masks in this town, and that's one of the main reasons they moved out because of these daily numbers. All the crazy people who continue not to wear masks and don't believe in this disease. You can imagine the tweets and the emails I got today from those people.
Well, I'm telling you, like, it's so insane. Like, it's such a simple thing. But as I was describing earlier, being down here where, like, everybody just does it. And if somebody doesn't, somebody walks up to them and, like, hey, could you put a mask on? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, okay. Like, it's that easy. And they've done a better job here than in other regions of Mexico, I know, but it seems like such an easy thing of like, okay, yeah, that's no problem. And then you just go about your business. It's, you know, it's not that hard of a concept, but it was made hard for us for some reason. And hopefully we're learning the lessons. And I, you know, want to point out with, you know, what Desiree Regentois over at UNLV is doing and the hashtag she started, like, it makes a lot of sense of like, hey, do you guys want sports in the fall? Like, I think we all do, right? So just put on a mask. It's not that hard.
Desiree making a difference across the country. Good for her. Told her that, texted her that the other day. Good for her. I hope, like anything, that was George McPhee jumping in the pool with the Vegas Golden Knights sweatshirt on, seeing you and running the other way that you might ask a normal question. Okay.
Mark Davis either. I can confirm that.
Well, Mark Davis would have actually talked to you and answered questions. We always end our podcast with a quick thought from each of us, a sort of final play from scrimmage. It's about any topic we find interesting and hope you will too. Maybe you disagree with us. That's fine. We love opinions and consider us complete idiots. Either way, this is always fun. Mr. Cancun with the Mai Tai, you have the floor. What would you like to say this time?
I think something to watch, and we're starting to see the rumors trickle out about it a little bit, but watch because the Patriots are the smartest team that's ever existed on planet Earth. They're also the dirtiest, we know, the most corrupt, but they are the smartest also. They are going to figure out a way, and I know Bruce Arians just talked about it a little bit in Tampa. We'll see what other teams do, and definitely want to find out what the Raiders do as well. They are going to find a way to have one of their quarterbacks practicing away from the team and not being a part of the team and quarantining on his own to make sure that somebody is healthy and not testing positive on a Sunday. Because I think that there's teams looking around and saying, what if both of our quarterbacks test positive on a Saturday? We don't have a quarterback to play on Sunday. I mean, do you design an entire Wildcat offense? Do you just kind of, you know, have somebody sign off the streets and ready to go? What do you do? I think the Patriots, with bringing in Cam Newton, they love Jarrett Stidham. I would not be shocked if they're having one player practice away from the team and staying extremely cautious so that they could kind of substitute at the last minute basis. I would be stunned if they don't do that. And I think other teams are going to be putting that in action too.
Well, you can put that Brian Hoyer in quarantine. Do they even know who he is at this point? They go, hey, who's this guy? Belichick looking over. Who's that guy? Getting me some water or something? Couldn't you put that guy in quarantine? Who would know who that person is?
He'll be the backup. And then either Cam Newton or Jarrett Stidham will be practicing away from the team.
I'd Stidham as well. If you give McDaniels a choice, you're like, thank God I don't have to play that guy. Put Cam in there. Here's a thought for you, buddy. More and more coronavirus tests are positive in the NBA. I still think they're getting the bubble. And here's the key. And Stephen A. talked about this yesterday, and USA Today has written about it, so I'm not trepidation saying it. There's no chance these guys can remain celibate throughout this bubble. No chance. Professional athletes and NBA players, you know they're sneaking out and meeting some ladies here and there. They're professional athletes, whether hockey or NBA. All this bent up, feelings and ready to go, and all the adrenaline. And I agree, they're going to pay guys off. They're sneaking out, and they're not going to back in. The problem with that is who they see outside. They could bring back in the virus in terms of the coronavirus, and you know who knows. But there's no chance that whether it's hockey or NBA, these guys aren't going to slip someone a couple Benjamins to get out of those bubbles and to go have a good time. Zero chance.
They're disciplined professional athletes.
Come
Mr.
on.
Green.
Yeah, out of your mind.
Professional athletes chasing a championship. They're chasing something.
Yeah, absolutely. You out of here. There's no months they want these guys in there, NBA and NHL players. Months they're going to say, hey, stay in this bubble. Never go out. You're never going to have any entertainment. You're not going to see the wives, the girlfriends. No, you're not going to see anyone. Now, the NBA, I think the families can check in within a month. I agree with Stephen A. There's no 3 weeks these guys will be going crazy, stir crazy.
Have some faith. Have some confidence in some of these athletes.
Larry's falling down laughing. Adam Hill, the voice of positive thinking. The strength of positive thinking. All right. Well, listen, I hope you stay well. I hope you stay safe and have a few on Larry and myself. That'll do it for our latest podcast of Unsportsmanlike Conduct of the Vegas Nation podcast presented by Favorshot. Remember now, there are new episodes of Vegas Nation every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Just subscribe to the Vegas Nation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcasting app. You can also support this show, come on now, we need it, by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and you can find all our coverage at VegasNation.com. For Adam, I'm Ed. Talk to you next week.
This is Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's new podcast, Golden Goal.
Messi takes everybody on. Messi has got it!
From Lionel Messi to Marta to Pele, our show takes a deep dive into soccer superstars.
2-0 and he's... What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
From Zlatan Ibrahimovic's brash confidence with the play to back it up, to Megan Rapinoe's heroic outspokenness and World Cup flair. Each episode examines a personality of the world's game. We'll dig into Maradona's Hand of God performance and subsequent downfall. The teenage trio at Dortmund that signaled the next generation of superstars. And that infamous headbutt that slung Zinedine Zidane from glory. Golden Goal. Soccer stars and the moments that made them. Premiering this summer on Blue Wire.